Welcome to the IDP Nation Patreon. I know we recorded a show with Bob Long just a couple of days ago, but since then we've had some breaking news, if you will, around the NFL on a couple of different linebackers. With Darius Leonard and Roquan Smith, and I wanted to take a few minutes and touch on them because I thought it was important to address these situations. So we will start with Darius Smith or Shaquille. I mean, Darius Leonard or Shaquille Leonard, as he's now changed his name to. So it was reported the other day that he was spotted at practice in street clothes. The back surgery in the offseason has been documented along with some other stuff. Didn't seem likely to be a problem, according to all indications. And now here we are in the first week of the preseason. And like I said, he was spotted on sideline in street clothes. And then it was reported by Cameron Wolf of the NFL Network that his sources, the best they could do for a timeline for Darius Leonard to return to the field would be some point this season. He's on the active slash pup list. Seems like he's going to stay there until the regular season starts, which would cost him at least four games of the season. That's a little concerning when we were all kind of hoping and feeling that he would be ready for the season. It doesn't appear that he's going to be now. Now that he's going to miss four games, most leagues play 13, 14 games before they get into the playoffs. So if he's your LB1, that kind of puts you in a hole right away, right? You don't have your what's widely considered one of the top five player IDP players in the league, especially at linebacker. He's easily one of the top five there. So as far as scoring goes, that really puts a crimp on your team, right? I don't have any more information or haven't been able to find any more information than that. But this is something we're kind of used to with him because injuries has always kind of been an issue, right? Because he's missed seven games over parts of four seasons, various stuff. And if he's going to miss at least four games this year, you know, that's going to take his totals a little higher. I don't feel like it's going to be a major thing. But it's going to hurt, you know, when you're taking roughly 100, he's had 120 plus tackles every year. And now you're taking that away from your IDP team. Not only the tackles, but it's the impact plays, you know, the sacks, the interceptions, the tackle for losses, the pass breakups, all that. So I would prepare for him to at least miss four games, possibly six. And I don't know that he's going to miss six. Maybe he's ready in time when they take him, when after he misses the four, maybe he's ready to come back. But even then, he's going to be a little rusty, right? So I would prepare for that. Because it looks like you're at least going to miss – he's at least going to miss those first four. Then I think he would have issues with the next two, getting back up to speed, all that good stuff. Now the question becomes – who takes his spot, right? Who's filling in for him is one of the big things. Before we get to that, if you've not had your draft yet, because we've still got 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks before the season starts. If you've not had your draft yet, I don't know that you're going to take him as your LB1. And not that he's not an LB1, but I think you've got to drop him down your draft boards, especially in redraft right now. If you're starting up in Dynasty, that's a little different. But if this is a redraft league or something like that, then you have to drop him down the board a little bit. You just have to, because he's got already four games. That's almost a third or a quarter of the NFL season, and it's roughly a third of your fantasy season. Four games, you've only got nine games left to try to do something without him, or with him if you get him back in time. So looking at the roster, and I'm looking at ESPN depth charts here, you know, they've got Leonard was slotted as the middle guy. You had Bobby Okereke as the weak side, and Zaire Franklin was projected to be the strong side backer. I think behind those guys, there's not a lot of depth, right? So what does all this mean? I think Okereke takes a good tick up in his value, redraft and dynasty, because it could be a situation where he begins to pass Leonard, right? Just because he could stay on the field, and he's going to be the main guy there. As for who takes over for Leonard, it's hard to project, right? If you're looking totally at their roster, I've heard some rumblings of EJ Speed being that guy. They've got JoJo Domon, who they drafted this year, but he's more of a strong side guy and a little young. They've got James Skalaski, who is interesting to me. If you're in a super deep league, I think he's one worth rostering. You're not putting on your taxis, because who knows? If Leonard misses any amount of time beyond these four games, then Skalaski has some experience playing inside for Clemson, so it's there. But I think the immediate option is EJ Speed, who's the backup to Okereke. So maybe they move Speed inside, or maybe they move Okereke inside and let Speed play on that weak side there. It just remains to be seen. I don't know what they would look at in free agency. There's some players out there. Do they take a look at them? And I've not heard any names, but A.J. Johnson, who played for the Broncos the past few years, would be an option I think they could bring in. And I'm sure there's some others, but I don't really know what Indianapolis wants to do, right? So for now, if it's me, I'm looking to see what I can do with E.J. Speed, see if he's on available. I'm looking for James Skalski in super deep leagues. I think those are two of your best options right there. And then I'm kind of looking and waiting to see if they do something in free agency. And then, of course, if it's somebody decent free agency, then I think they would probably be worth picking up and adding to your rosters. Just a shame that that Darius is hurt here. I mean, you know, start of the season, it's not like he was injured during the season. We thought he was healthy, ready to go, or it looked like he was trending to be healthy and ready to go. And that's a blow for fantasy managers. I mean, that's just something they weren't expecting, right? You know, in his four seasons played, that's 538 tackles, 343 solos, 15 sacks, 17 forced fumbles, 6 recoveries, 11 interceptions, for 142 return yards, a touchdown, 30 pass deflections, 32 stuffs. I mean, he was literally an impact player all around, and has been a top five option every year. So, big blow for fantasy managers, but definitely I would check out EJ Speed, I think, as a really cheap option. I would look at James Skalski as a super deep sleeper, cheap option. And then I would just watch the waiver wire, see what Indianapolis tries to do as far as maybe bringing somebody in. I'm sure they're going to bring some people in maybe for a few weeks. Maybe that's it. They find somebody for a Band-Aid type. Is an A.J. Johnson or whoever that's a little bit bigger name, are they willing to be that Band-Aid type, or are they looking for more of a long-term thing? But for me, I think that's where we're at, right? I think you look at EJ Speed, you look at James Skalski as a super, super deep option, taxi kind of guy. Watch the waivers. But for me, I really like Okereke because I think he could be super valuable those first 4 weeks because he's going to be the guy, right? He's going to be that main clog back there that's going to swallow everything up. The safeties could come in play as well. They're going to get an uptick in tackles too. So if you have Okereke, you really got to like that, right? That helps his value, I think, at least through the first six games. And that's half your season. Because, like I said, he's going to miss four, looks like. And then if he comes back, he's probably going to be a little rusty for a couple of weeks. So that's half your fantasy season that he's going to likely to miss or not be 100%. So if you're an Okereke owner, you're setting good. If you're a Leonard owner, you can't do a whole lot with him, right? You're not going to get value for him. So your odds are you're not going to trade him. You're going to get lowballed there. So unless you can just get a wow offer, which at this point I don't think you will, I think you just put him on your IR or stash him on your bench and go from there. I mean, that's just, you know, your best options there. Now, if you're not looking for that, of course, you're looking on your waiver wire for who else is out there and who's available. But for Indianapolis, I think, and if you're looking at their options, then that's kind of where I would look with them. So that wasn't the only news for linebackers. We come out, I wake up this morning, I go to work, and before the day gets started, I'm kind of checking the news or whatever and flip over to the sports, and lo and behold, Roquan Smith. And I was like, oh no, he got hurt or something. No, he has requested a trade. He no longer wants to be in Chicago. Well, I don't want to say he doesn't want to be in Chicago. He wanted to end his career there. And there's been some rumblings about his contract the last little bit. You know, it happens in the preseason and stuff like that. But he represents himself. So he doesn't really have an agent. He's got a degree and all that. So he's representing himself. So he's been on record saying that he wanted to end his career in Chicago. He wanted to bring a championship to Chicago. That's where he wants to stay. But talks have just not went that way, right? They've had some discussions. There's been a few things out there. Kind of a bad timing a little bit because Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, you know, he's the one that said Roquan wanted to trade. He's 25. If he plays, this is under his fifth-year rookie option, which would only get him about $9.7 million. And in a statement by Roquan, he called out the Chicago front office for failing to negotiate in good faith and not valuing him as a player. That's when you start calling out the front office in public. That's a little more than just wanting to hold out, right? Said the team's latest offer would not just be bad for him, but it would have been bad for every linebacker in the NFL. And according to some of the numbers here that I'm looking at, the offer is backloaded and filled with de-escalators, which means he could lose money, some serious money. I'm not exactly sure what those are, but it's hard to imagine that he would hit those de-escalators, especially coming off of a season where he had 163 tackles, 3 sacks, 12 for a loss last year. So this is different, right? We're kind of – I know we're talking linebackers here, but it kind of goes back to the Jesse Bates thing. Well, the Jesse Bates thing's been brewing for a couple of years, and they've just not been able to do it. This kind of seems more sudden, right? We've had – with Bates, you've had an offseason, a full season, another offseason, and here we are fixing to start the second season of his contract. Roquan, while he's voiced some displeasure, and they've been bouncing some offers, here we are 3.5 weeks from the season, and he's like, no, I want out. Trade me. And he's arguably the best linebacker in a game, right? I know Leonard would be considered up there, Devin White, among some others, but he's widely considered around the NFL and in fantasy one of the best linebackers in the game. So what does this mean here? Normally, I wouldn't be too concerned if this was the Jesse Bates deal. Remember back in the offseason, I said, hey, let's not get too carried away. They still got time to work this out, whatever. You don't have a whole lot of time here. And the fact that he's already asking for a trade request or requested to be traded, you know, time's running out here because you're against the season, opening of the season. So I think with this news, you're kind of panicking, right? Because we don't know what's to follow. Because keep using Bates' example, he's like, I'm not playing on a franchise tag. I'll sit out the season. Well, Roquan's not hit that this far. He's just saying, hey, you've not negotiated in fair terms with me. You don't respect me as a top player. I want out of here. He's not went as far as to say, I'll sit out. So I think until you hear those words from him, I don't think the concern is there as it was with Bates. But there is some legit concern because this has happened kind of quickly, right? So that's the thing. It's not like it's been drawn out. This popped up and it's here, it's real, and it's happening now. So for me, I would find it insane that the Bears would let him walk away. I just, like I said, he wants to be there. He wants to try to help bring back a championship, and he's an elite player. So I don't know why the Bears wouldn't try everything in their power to keep him. Same with Darius here. If Leonard is traded, or if Smith is traded, if Roquan sits out, what are we looking at? If he's traded, nothing happens to Roquan, right? I think he's going to, no matter where he goes, he's going to be the dominant Roquan we've seen. The question then becomes with the Bears, if he's gone via trade or holdout, what happens? I've seen a lot of Nicholas Morrow, but he's already slated to be the weak side guy with Matt Adams on the strong side. Now, if Roquan is missing time, you know, if he holds out or he does get traded, there's a number of things. First, we're going to look at in-house. Like I said, Nicholas Morrow. I think he could kick inside because Chicago definitely doesn't have a lot of depth back there like Indianapolis. They're just, after those starters, it gets really thin. I think Morrow could kick inside. And then they have a couple of options as their second teamers. And the one that I like is Caleb Johnson, the rookie out of Sam Houston State. Some of y'all might remember our Davey IDP grind interview with him before the start of last season. He got drafted by the Bears, was more of a special teams guy, but he can play that edge role, that outside linebacking role. So I think if Roquan is out, Morrow kicks inside, I could see a Caleb Johnson in his second year here. I could see him getting some work there at the weak side. They did draft Jack Sanborn, kind of like JoJo Doman for the Colts. It's hard to put a rookie in there right away, right? So I think there's a learning curve. And then Then behind that, they don't have a lot. Joe Thomas, Jevon White, Noah Dawkins, DeMarcus Gates, you know, who was in the USFL. I just don't think any of those are serious options. I think it's Caleb Johnson, then Jack Sanborn. And just like Indianapolis, it's weird that your two middle linebackers on teams that have weak depth kind of mirroring each other right now. So I think what Chicago would do, same thing Indianapolis would do. They're going to bring some people in. If he's traded or holds out, they've got to bring some people in and see what the options are on free agency. Again, A.J. Johnson, and I don't have the waivers who's free agent available right now in front of me, but I do know A.J. is. But players like that, that might be somebody they bring in and look at. They're going to have to do something. Now, for me, that something would be get my ducks in a row and give Roquan his deal, right? There's no way you let him get out of here. That's the difference between Darius is hurt, Roquan's not. He's fully healthy. He just wants to get paid, and he should get paid. I don't blame him. Again, for fantasy managers, this is a tough blow. If does he play through this and work a trade? Fine. If he does, I think you're going to get the same Roquan. There's nothing to worry about. The worry comes is, does he hold out? Right now, I don't know that he will, and I don't see any reason for him to. But I think he could definitely continue to push this trade deal, so he may get traded. And that's fine if you still have him on your team. Bad for the Bears, but I don't think anything changes with Roquan, no matter where he goes. He's going to be the top linebacker, just like Darius Leonard, going to be a top linebacking option in fantasy. Kind of check your waiver wires. If you can get a Caleb Johnson, I think that's the one in-house. If you can get a Nicholas Morrow, I think you definitely pick him up. Even though he's the weak side, I think he could kick inside. That might be an option. So I would look at Morrow in super deep leagues. I look at Caleb Johnson. And just like with Indianapolis, I think you got to look, wait a little bit and look and see what they do possibly in free agency, right? So kind of weird that both of these popped up at the same time, right? Within days apart, or within probably 24 hours apart that this happened. So interesting. Both of them are situations to keep an eye on. The Leonard situation is a little bit more clear in the fact that we know he's hurt and it's looks like he's going to miss the four games, right? That looks like a done deal there. Looks like he's out four games. May have a couple games of rest when he comes back. Roquan, we don't know. And that's the scary thing. You don't know what's going to happen. I think you have to believe Chicago signs him and gets this took care of. If not, then there's some real fear of, okay, what happens now? Does he get traded? And that's okay if he does. I don't think that hurts his value by any means. But if they can't get him signed, my fear is, does he hold out? And how long if he does? So just some things you got to, where our hands are kind of tied. So we're just going to have to kind of sit back and watch for those, see what happens. And go check your waiver wires. I would look for EJ Speed for the Colts, Morrow for Chicago. I think those are the two likely in-house starting options. And then I would look for Caleb Johnson. And then I would look for a James Skalski super deep for Indianapolis. Check those guys out and see if you can get them real cheap. I'm sure you can. But now's the time to do it. You can always cut them later and you're not out nothing. So jump on it now on your waivers. Get those guys. You may already have them on your taxi or on your benches. If so, then you're kind of set and good. But until these two teams make a move in free agency or in Chicago's case, they give Roquan the deal. You're just kind of sitting in a holding pattern. So hopefully everything works out with Roquan. They pay and nothing's hurt, right? We're all good. We're staying sane. Darius, expect to miss four games, maybe be a little rusty games 5 and 6, and look for whoever they sign to fill in for him or an in-house thing. So we'll keep a watch on this. I know this ain't something we normally do, but I thought it was interesting. Two LB1 linebackers in fantasy, two of the best linebackers in the NFL within a 24-hour period with different issues, such an impact this quick before the season starts. I thought it was worth mentioning, give you a few names that you could look for or a few options you might could add. If I hear anything else, I'll get back with you, and good luck.